For this Thursday, January 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. We start off with some sports news as the Evansville Purple Aces men's basketball team snapped a five-game losing streak last night as they beat Valparaiso at home 78-75. Chuck Bailey and Yasin Toomey each had 13 points to pace the Aces as UE was 10 for 16 from three. UE improves to 11-7 on the season and 2-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Evansville plays again at Drake on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Eighth-ranked Kentucky was able to handle Mississippi State at home 90-77. Antonio Reeves poured in a game-high 27 points for the Cats as UK runs their record of 13-3 overall and 3-1 in the SEC. The Louisville Cardinals got pounded at fourth-ranked North Carolina 86-70. The Cards slipped to 6-11 and 1-5 in the ACC. The Indiana Pacers made a trade yesterday and acquired All-Star forward Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors. The Pacers are sending Bruce Brown and Jordan Wara, two of their 2024 first-round picks, and their 2026 first-round pick to the Raptors in exchange for Siakam. Siakam was averaging 22 points per game this season in Toronto. He has averaged at least 21 points per game in each of his last four seasons. Indiana is currently 23-17 on the year, which is good enough for seventh place in the Eastern Conference. They play the Kings in Sacramento this evening at 9 o'clock. Coming up tonight in local sports, the Mount Vernon boys basketball team continues play in the Carmi-White County Tournament. The Wildcats will take on Fairfield at 5:30. Mount Vernon is looking for their third straight win and to get back over 500 as they sit at 6-6 on the year. You can hear the game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on the call. Both USI women's and men's basketball teams are home on campus tonight at Screaming Eagles Arena against Arkansas Little Rock. The women's game gets underway at 5 o'clock as USI is going for a seventh straight win. They are 10-5 overall and 5-0 in the OVC. The USI men's game will follow around 7:30. They are trying to avoid a third straight loss as they are currently 5-13 on the season and 2-3 in the OVC. Switching to some non-sports news, as we are 1 week away from the Posey County Job Fair. It will take place next Thursday, January 25th, at the Posey County Community Center. It will be open for high school students from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. and the general public from 1 until 5. There is expected to be over 25 countywide employers in attendance. Some news just outside of Posey County. There was a heavy police presence yesterday afternoon at a hotel in Evansville. Police were at the Baymont Hotel by the La Quinta on East Division Street on the far east side of town. Witnesses say they could see police speed to the scene around 3:30. Police blocked several nearby roads and said they had negotiators speaking with someone who they believed was armed. Officials say the subject peacefully surrendered to police and was transported to a hospital. The Vandenberg County Health Department has received $2.1 million in state funding. This grant will be to focus on improving the health of the community through the Health First Indiana Initiative. The funding allows the local departments to add more programs, treatments, and hire more people. The funding will expand core services such as maternal and child health, trauma and injury prevention, and chronic conditions like obesity. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, January 18th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.